At the United Nations COP28 climate conference in Dubai, Vice President Harris pledged $3 billion toward a global fund to help poorer nations adapt to climate change. The United States also committed to doubling energy efficiency and tripling the use of renewable energy by 2030. Harris said the time for action is now.
The urgency of this moment is clear. The clock is no longer just ticking, it is banging. And we must make up for lost time. And we must treat the climate crisis as the existential threat that it truly is.
Officials also announced a major new initiative aimed at getting methane emission to near zero by 2030. In Atlanta, a protester is in critical condition tonight after setting themselves on fire outside the Israeli consulate. A security guard who tried to intervene was also burned. Police said they found a Palestinian flag at the scene and called it an act of extreme political protest. And a Bavarian blizzard has dropped record snow amounts on much of Germany, Austria, the Czech Republic, and Switzerland. The storm knocked out power to thousands and stalled travel across the region, grounding flights, burying highways, and forcing mass transit to close. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, a new pledge to reduce methane emissions around the world, and how abortion restrictions are affecting the care doctors can give patients in Wisconsin.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.